KUTX 98.9. This is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A. And yeah, I could say this is special, but this is really special because we have two of the greatest roots musicians in America in this room, and they're playing together. And it's a special deal because they have a brand new album that actually comes out tomorrow. It's called Downey to Lubbock. They're going to be at Antone's Saturday night with this band, The Guilty Ones. We're going to hear a song that actually opens the album. Downey to Lubbock. It opens the album. It tells the story of their partnership, and then we'll find out more. Live on KUTX, please welcome with The Guilty Ones, Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore.
From a sunburned California town, and I got a loud Stratocaster that can burn in a roadhouse down. You know I've been up on the mountain and I looked for the promised land, and I've been to the ash grove and I shook lightning's hand. Now I'm tonight, people, I'm down in Lubbock bound.
I'm an old flatlander from the great high plains. Like wanderlust and wander, West Texas wind blows through my veins. Like California was the place to be for a hippie country singer. That was me. I'm leaving tonight. I'm Lubbock to Downey bound.
Somehow still surviving on that Bill Nyquil and nicotine. Every city and every heartbreak, every hopeful kiss, every road I've traveled has led me to this. So I'm leaving tonight, people, I'm down in Lubbock bound.
Well, I took a lot of detours, called this accent dead ends. But I've made a lot of music, and I made a lot of friends. Well, I took a lot of turns, maybe some were not that good. If I had to do it over, well, I surely mostly would. I'm leaving tonight. I'm Lubbock to Downey bound. We'll be right back.
can do. Find what can be found.
I'm an old flatlander. I've been round and round and round.
Well, I know someday this whole highway gonna come to an end.
I know when it does, you're gonna be my friend.
So I'm leaving tonight, Jimmy. I'm down in a loving band.
I'm leaving tonight. I'm Lubbock to Downey bound.
KTX 98.9, Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, title track to a brand new album that comes out tomorrow, Downey to Lubbock. And they and the Guilty Ones are going to be at Antone's Saturday night, but we snagged them first, and thanks y'all for being here. Thank Downey you. To Lubbock, this speaks to your two hometowns. Dave Alvin's from Downey, California. Jimmy, of course, a flatlander from Lubbock. And Dave, in the liner notes for the album you're talking about, there's a few similarities between the two cities.
They're both flat.
And that's...
And flatter.
And sometimes UFOs can be seen.
Well, actually, Lubbock's got the Lubbock Lights, right?
Yep.
And Downey, we built spaceships in the 50s and 60s. It was the home of the Apollo mission. It's where we built them things.
And you guys have come together for this record. I think it was last year you did a short tour. The tour kind of predicted the record, right? It wasn't like you were going to do a record and did a tour. You did the tour and then thought, hey?
Yeah. It was a total serendipity as far as I'm concerned. It was actually a couple of nights into it, we discovered, Dave and I had already been friends, you know, for many, many years, 30 years, something like that, and really good friends, but we had never played music together, oddly. And we kind of, pretty quickly, you know, we figured it would be like a song swap. I do one, you do one, I do one, you do one. But we real quickly discovered that we knew a whole bunch of stuff in common. And so it just started being an actual duet.
Now, you mentioned being friends for 30 years. The Blasters emerged in the early 80s. The Flatlanders were still around. Did those two bands cross paths, or how did you meet?
Do
you
remember? Only with Joe.
Yeah, he was the Blasters and the Ely Band.
We used to do these Battle of the Band tours with the Blasters and the Ely Band through Colorado and down a couple times through Texas here. And so Jimmy was always sort of heard the name, but it would be whispered in awe, you know. And oh, he wrote Dallas. Oh, you don't know Jimmy. You got to meet Jimmy. Okay. So he was already legendary before I ever met him.
He has the mystique, and the mystique remains.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does indeed.
Well, in that song, you name check Ashgrove, which was the name of one of your records, and you've talked about this club many times over the years to me and to other people. Tell me about the synchronicity between the two of you and this legendary nightclub.
It turns out one of the things that connects Jimmy and me that we didn't know about was this club, the Ashgrove, because Jimmy for a while had lived out in L.A. and was hanging out at the Ashgrove with Lightnin' Hopkins and whoever else. Roughly about the same time, my brother and I, who were 10 years younger, were sneaking in the Ashgrove, hanging out with Lightnin' Hopkins and et cetera, et cetera. And we just probably, I walked by his knee, you know, probably.
Unwittingly.
Yeah, unwittingly. We passed in the night, like two ships in the night.
And that experience for both of you, separate but equal at the Ash Grove, accounts for some of the songs that you cover on this record. The opening song that we just heard you co-wrote, and there's a tune of Dave's that he wrote, but there's a lot of songs here, Lightning Hopkins, Brownie McGee, Johnny Guitar Watson. These are Texas guys, but they also had a California link. Is that how they came into the mix of this album?
Well, Dave actually knows a lot of the history of the there's a very deep connection between the Texas blues thing and California. As he put it, you know, all the diasporas that happened, well, you know, all through the 20th century, but a lot of the really major ones ended up spending a lot of time out there. And I've told this story many times, but I never saw Lightning in Texas, which is completely ironic to me now, because he was one of the people that I loved the most from records and stuff. But I got to know him, got to be friends with him out there in L.A. And Dave pointed out, though, that actually L.A. is just almost as close to Lubbock as Houston is. So it wasn't all that strange.
This collaboration seemingly fated Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore's album, Downey to Lubbock, which comes out tomorrow. And Saturday, you can see the guys with the amazing band, The Guilty Ones, at Antone's. And we're going to hear another song from the album. I spoke of some of the bluesmen that you covered. There's also some covers on here that really touched me, specifically, well, People Who Are Gone, who I was a fan of, Chris Gaffney, who I always dug in Dave's band, and the John Stewart song, July, that song's incredible, and the Steve Young song, Silver Lake. So outside of these blues songs that you covered, how did you come up with these songs to cover for the album?
Just from the gigs that we were playing together acoustic, we just kind of accumulated all these songs, but like this song we're going to play right now, I think it was the very first night up in Denton, Texas, and Jimmy just says, you know, I've been doing this song lately, it's in G, and he didn't tell me what it was. And you just start playing it, and I heard the first line, and I was like, oh, we got to record this. You know, I was just like, well, that's done, you know.
I say, let's do it, and don't tell us what it is, like you did.
Great.
Love is but a song we sing, and fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go, we will surely pass. When the one who left us, yes, returns for us at last, we are but a moment of sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Come on, people now, smile on each other, everybody get together, try to love one another. We'll be right back. If you hear the song I sing, you will understand. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. They're at your command. Come on, people now. Smile on each other, everybody. Get together. Try to love one another right now. Come on, people now. Smile on each other, everybody. Get together. Try to love. Sister and brother, everybody knit together. Try to love one another right now. Right now. Right now.
How can it be that I've heard that song hundreds of times and it's like I never heard it before? KTX. Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Get Together, from the new album that's out tomorrow, Downey to Lubbock. I always think of that as a Youngblood song and thought that Jesse Colin Young wrote it, but he did not. It was another gentleman.
We discovered the very funny story. Dino Valente wrote it, who also was, Dave, what's the...
He went by two different names. It was Dino Valente and Chet Powers. And I'm not sure which one was his given name.
I just hope the checks got there, you know?
I think they did. He also, you know, he was later on, he was the singer for the Quicksilver Messenger Service in a later edition, and he wrote that song. Ooh, have another hit of sweet California sunshine.
Sung like a
he
true...
got a couple of checks.
Sung like a and true
I
California.
I loved Jesse Colin Young. A lot. So part of the objective in this song was to like pay tribute to it, but not copy it, but still try to get what he, because he did such a masterful version of it.
Yeah, no, it's a 2018 version. And props to the Guilty Ones sounding great. Lisa Pankratz on drums and backing vocals, Brad Fordham on bass and backing vocals, and Chris Miller joining us on guitar. We appreciate y'all and look forward to seeing you Saturday night at Antone's. This is such a great record in every way. Even, you know, the John Langford artwork on the cover really kind of holds the whole thing together visually. So congratulations, guys. And
thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Jody.
We'll see you at Antone's Saturday night. We can do one more song that we'll ultimately stream at KUTX.org if you're good with that. And I'll thank the people that helped make this happen. Our engineer, Jake Perlman, our multimedia crew, which means there will be video from this session. Jorge Sanhueza-Lyon, Julia Reese, assisted by Renee Dominguez, and our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg. You've been listening to Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore and the Guilty Ones on KUTX.
There's an old story in New Mexico about the night Billy the Kid met Geronimo in a Lordsburg barroom. They spoke their mind, one hand on their pistols, cold blood in their eyes. Billy the Kid said to Geronimo, my mother died young and left me all alone. So I grew up wild, my gun my best friend. And I killed 21 men, and I'd kill them all again.
Geronimo said, I've got no place to hide.
The land of my birth I don't recognize. There's railroads and barbed wire and towns without end. And my people are scattered like leaves in the wind.
Well, Billy the kid said, we're just the same. We're cursed and we're damned as they whisper our names. We're hunted, we're hated, we're feared and reviled by every God-fearing man, woman, and child.
Geronimo said, no, we're not the same. For the harm that I've done, I feel great shame. But I fought for my family, my tribe, and my lands. Still, we'll pay the same price for the blood on our hands.
You're a cowboy and the outlaw said goodbye and rode across the desert their separate way. One prison man and the other to his young grave. The other to his young grave.